Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on overcoming hindrances to being led by the Holy Spirit. If we're going to overcome these hindrances, then we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit and walk in victory. One of those is being God inside-minded. We're going to review these quickly that we've talked about in the past. We need to be God inside-minded. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He says He's dwelling you, and He will walk in you if we will yield ourselves to Him. If you have ties to the world, if you're conformed to the world, you will not be led by the Holy Spirit. So separate yourself. Touch not the unclean thing. Don't be a friend of the world or you're an enemy against God. And then you'll be led by the Holy Spirit. Not having the Word in your heart. You got to get the Word in your heart and in your mind. The Holy Spirit leads you in line with the Word of God. Put it first place in your life. If you don't check things out that you hear or think or feel in line with the Scriptures, you'll be led by the flesh or you'll be led by some other spirit. You're going to be led by the Holy Spirit when it's in line with the Word. If you don't walk by faith, if you don't trust in the Lord, if you continually look at the circumstances or move by what you see and feel and the way things seem and look, then you're not going to be led by the Holy Spirit. That's the ways of the flesh. If you lean to your own understanding, if you don't acknowledge God in all your ways and you don't let the Lord direct your steps, you will not be led by the Holy Spirit. If you don't have your heart right, you've got to have your heart right. And you've got to learn to be pliable, yielding, and adaptable to the Lord so that He can direct your steps to bring forth the desires that He's placed in your heart into manifestation. You've got to deny yourself. If you don't deny yourself, you're preoccupied with self, you will not be led by the Holy Spirit. If you have a fleshly mind, if you follow the feelings, which is the voice of your flesh, you won't be led by the Holy Spirit. If you have cares and worries and anxieties, you're not going to be led by the Holy Spirit. This is all coming from the enemy to deceive you away from listening to the Holy Spirit. If you haven't committed your way unto the Lord, you've got to commit your way unto the Lord if you're going to be led by the Spirit of God. Furthermore, you've got to walk in the way. I being in the way, then before whom the Lord I walk, step by step, then we're going to see that God's going to lead you in the right way. And because of the angels going forth, they will prosper your way, and they will bring you to the place of possessing the promise of God. We've got to be in the way of the Lord. We're going to be confessing the Word. The angels hearken to that. We'll be praying the Word of God. The angels will come on the scene and minister for you and to you, and they're involved in bringing the promises of God into being. Another hindrance is if you don't humble yourself and prove yourself before God by walking in His ways. He leads you, and He's going to humble you and prove you to find out if you're really going to walk in His ways, because the Holy Spirit will not be leading you if you have not committed to walking in His ways. You're going to prove yourself. You're going to humble yourself. God's going to look and see whether or not you're really going to walk in His way. And then when He sees that, you will be led by the Holy Spirit. The people that want everything now, they're not being led by the Holy Spirit. They just want to use God for what they want. It's going to be a step-by-step. The steps of the good man. The steps of the overcoming man. How did he get to that place? Because he's been walking out step-by-step the will of God in his life. Another principle, you've got to drive out the enemies and root out all the fruit above and all the roots beneath. That means you're going to cast out all the demonic spirits. You're going to crucify the flesh. You're going to cut off everything that is negative, all negative influences. Everything from above and everything beneath, the root problems are going to be dealt with. You've got to learn, of course, to deal with the enemy. If you don't deal with the enemy, you won't be led by the Holy Spirit. Remember Jesus. He was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. You are going to be dealing with the enemy to resist him so that you will not follow in his ways. You're going to be tested by the enemy, and you'll be led of the Spirit. Don't think that, well, the Holy Spirit must not be leading you. No, Jesus was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and the same thing's going to happen to you. Of course, if you listen to the Holy Spirit, you're going to overcome, and you're not going to fall for any of His tricks or strategies. The principle we're looking at in the last broadcast is we've got to be a real sheep. In John 10:3, the sheep hear His voice, and He calls His own sheep by name and leads them out. And when He puts forth His own sheep, He goes before them, and the sheep follow Him. Notice, Jesus, who is the great shepherd of the sheep, goes before them. You're not going to be on your own. You're not going to be out there leading your own way. Jesus is going to be leading the way by the leadership of the Holy Spirit directing you in the right way. And it says the sheep hear his voice. The sheep follow him. They know his voice. Now, if you're a sheep, you are following the Lord closely. You're not following him from a distance. You're not out there wandering around doing your own thing. You're not turning the left and turning the right. You're not turning to walking with him 1 minute and then walking your own way the next minute. That's what a goat does, wanders around. No, the sheep, they hear his voice. Why? Because they're close to him. They're following him. They know his voice. They've been hearing his voice continually. It says a stranger they'll not follow. They'll flee from him. They know not the voice of strangers. You know why? Because they don't follow him. Whatever you're following is what you're going to hear, and that's what you're going to be close to. If you follow the voice of strangers, that shows you haven't been following the voice of the Lord. Turn off the things that are not of God. Turn off the ungodly TV. Turn off the things that are leading you astray from hearing the voice of the great shepherd of the sheep. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. If you're really a sheep, you're going to hear his voice. If you're not hearing his voice, the question I have for you today is, how closely are you walking with the Lord? How closely are you walking with the Lord? Are you putting his word first place? Have you separated yourself from things of this world? Have you dealt with sin in your life? Have you committed to walk in his ways? My sheep hear my voice. If you're truly a sheep, you'll hear his voice. Many Christians don't seem to hear the voice of the Lord because they don't walk closely with him. And he says, I know them, and they follow me. Now, we need to learn to recognize how God speaks, and we're talking about that at the conclusion of the last broadcast. That's going to be a hindrance. You got to recognize how God speaks. Now, God's going to speak to you through his word. His word is going to be a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. He's going to quicken the word to you. The Holy Spirit will quicken this word. And many times this word will just come up in your mind, and other times it'll seem like it just speaks from behind you. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And we need to learn to listen to what's coming to us. When a word seems to come out of nowhere, like it's come from behind you, and that's something that's in line with a scripture, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the Holy Spirit bringing the word of God to you. You've got to learn to recognize that. That's not you. That's the Holy Spirit bringing that to you. We also need to realize that he speaks to us by a still, small voice. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, he talked about how the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind there was an earthquake. The Lord wasn't in the earthquake. After the earthquake, a fire. The Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. That was the Lord. The Holy Spirit will speak to you with a still, small voice. Well, you've got to get yielded. You've got to get quiet before him. You've got to turn off the things of the world. You've got to turn yourself away from just thinking of on your own ways. You've got to deny yourself and get tuned into him. And he will speak with that still, small voice from within. Also, Romans 8:16, the Spirit itself, he bears witness with our spirit. You will have a witness from your spirit. It's like a knowing on the inside of you, or a quickening, or even like a green light that you just know this is the right thing to do. Of course, the Holy Spirit can give you a negative witness that this is the wrong way to go. It'll be like a red light, or like a caution, or like an alarm on the inside. This is the wrong thing. You feel unsettled from within you, from your spirit. This is the Holy Spirit bearing witness with you about the fact that this would be the wrong thing to do. And it's important that we follow the voice of the Spirit. And oftentimes, it will not be a word, but it will be like a witness from within us, whether this is right or whether this is the wrong thing within us. In Romans chapter 9, verse 1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not in my conscience, also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Of course, if your conscience rises up within you and you are convicted of something that it's wrong, you know it's the wrong thing, that's the witness of the Holy Spirit showing you what's right. Your conscience will bear witness within you of the things that are of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. Here's another point about hearing the voice of the Lord and recognizing His voice. It will be a peace. It says in Colossians 3:15, it will bring peace. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That word rule is a Greek word, brabeo. It means to act as an umpire or settle the dispute. If you're making some decisions in your life, you need to be sure that you have things in line with the Word, that you are following the still small voice and the inward witness of the Holy Spirit, and that you have peace. The peace of God is going to rule in your heart. The peace of God is going to be the arbitrator or the settler, or the umpire settling the disputes that you would have. You see, the enemy will try to war against you following the leading of the Holy Spirit by putting things in your mind or feelings that you might have. You've got to let the peace of God, and it's the peace from within in your heart, and you've got to follow that peace. Proverbs 3:17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. The paths of the Lord are going to be paths of peace. You've got to have peace. If you don't have peace, if you're unsettled on the inside of you, then it's not going to be in line with the Holy Spirit. You need to pray, get in the Word until you have a peace. Proverbs 4:18, the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day or the ordered day. And this speaks of the fact that if we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, we got to wait for His timing, do things at the right time. The path of the Lord, as you're going step by step, is going to be as a shining light. And it'll shine more and more, clear and clear, unto that perfect established set day. This shows that as we follow God's ways, things will get clear, and we will see that there'll come the time when we need to do the things He tells us to do. We want to be right with Him. We don't want to get behind. We don't want to get ahead. We want to follow and do things at His timing. And when you follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, it will be at the right time. There'll be a peace. You'll have the inward witness, and you will have a knowing on the inside of you that this is the right thing that I'm to do. And if you don't have that, you better keep seeking the Lord until you have it so you can truly be led by the Holy Spirit. Well, we're going to continue on this subject in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.